The UAE has played a major role in sustainability. Even historically, the founder of UAE, His Highness Sheikh Zayed bin Sultan, started with his vision when it comes to sustainability and environments a while ago by asking all oil and gas companies to stop flaring the gas. And we started the zero flare policy way back before even the others start talking about it. We started at the same time having the environmental conservation area within the country to ensure that our wildlife have been protected. We launched the Ministry of Environment and Abu Dhabi Environment Agency only to look after our environment and to look after our wildlife and our region. In the last decade, we've been start involving in the clean energy.
What are the projects of the UAE on the energy issues?
In the energy, we looked at the energy sector from a diversified energy mix. Besides the oil and gas, we started investing in the peaceful nuclear program, which is considered one of the model lately around the world in terms of the transparency that we're doing in this project, and the energy efficiency. The renewable energy, we through Masdar, which we started in 2005, we looked at the whole approach from holistic. We invested in the education, research and developments, the infrastructure, and the power projects locally and internationally. So the sector is moving locally, and we even look at our investments internationally, like the London Array, the solar projects in Spain, and some other projects in collaboration with some other countries. And we don't forget our developments and support with other countries, like our investments with Mauritania, Seychelles, and the Pacific countries. Lately, we commissioned a wind project in Samoa to support the country.
Global leaders from government, business, finance, and civil society came together to announce bold commitments to actions that are critical for keeping global temperature increases. United Arab Emirates is a pioneer in the field of renewable energy. What were your recommendations and commitments made in this conference?
Our recommendation was that we, as a nation coming from very harsh environments, managed to do a lot in the last 9 years in the clean energy field. And our message was very clear to all attendees that if a country like UAE, which is based on oil and gas, managed to do this in 9 years, that everyone can do it. No one has the justification to say that we don't have the resources or the ability to do it. We all can do it, and we all have to work on it. What we brought to the table, we showed our best practices, what we did, and we supported the initiatives that have been launched by the SG and by the International Renewable Energy Agency, IRENA. We showed our commitments to heavily involved in those commitments and see how can we collaborate with the governments, financial institutions, NGOs, and academics in enhancing and moving forward with those initiatives.
How do you see the extent of awareness and progress on the road to clean energy, and what are the challenges to shift toward renewable sources of energy?
The awareness is one of the most crucial elements in the whole sector. Still, the perception that the sector is too expensive and the technology is not competing with the global prices. And our message and our argument is clear that I think there is very old data that they're depending on. They have to look at the actual international numbers now, and they will easily identify that they will easily say that renewable energy is competitive. It can be competing with the other traditional sources. It could be even much better than those other technology coming from conventional energy. The challenges in the sector are really clear that the willingness from the governments and people to move ahead with this sector, the reluctance from the private sector to invest in the sector, and the awareness from the public as well as the governments on the reality of the prices of the renewable energy technologies. The technology costs and prices are going down and has been seen in the last 4 or 5 years with the huge investments from the big countries, US, China, and India, and Germany, which brought the prices of, for example, the photovoltaic up to 80% lately, which means that the sector is revolving and it's going to have a big say in the upcoming few years.
Finally, what are your plans for the future of renewable energy?
Internally, we're developing our energy policy and strategy. We're reviewing it and we're developing the regulation for energy. We're encouraging our people to participate in this sector. We're encouraging the public to put a solar roof in their residence and connect it to the grid. We're coming up with the right regulation to support that. A couple of projects are on the table for the final approvals. We're going to announce it very soon. A couple of tenders are already there. And internationally, we're looking at our projects in Jordan, Egypt, Morocco, and many others. And we're open even to look into any partnership or projects with anyone global player.